From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Joshua Wong and two other student protest leaders arrived at Hong Kong's Court of Final Appeal on Tuesday for the beginning of their appeal hearing. Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow are appealing against a jail sentence of 6, 7, and 8 months, respectively, after they were found guilty of unlawful assembly and are currently out on bail. Wong, speaking to reporters outside, said his feelings were complicated as he faces a second court case on Wednesday where he could also be sent to jail for contempt of court. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, welcomed her South Korean counterpart, Kang Kong-hwa, to Vancouver on Monday.
She is one of the world's most seasoned diplomats, and I think South Korea and the world are lucky to have her as a foreign minister at this important time. And I'm very grateful to you, Minister, and to your team for coming to this meeting. Thank you.
The two diplomats met ahead of a 20-nation gathering to discuss an approach to the conflict with North Korea. Several oil slicks have been found in waters around a sunken Iranian tanker ship in the East China Sea in a spill that is growing and whose potentially major impact on maritime environment is still being assessed. The Sanji sunk on Sunday after burning for more than a week following a collision with a Hong Kong-registered tanker. All 32 members of its crew, 30 Iranians and 2 Bangladeshis, are believed to have perished in the accident. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson said Monday he would work toward securing the release of 2 Reuters journalists arrested in Myanmar in his capacity as a member of an international advisory board on the crisis in the Rakhine State. Rosanna Philpott reports.
He's one of 10 members of an international board advising on the crisis in Rakhine State, chosen, according to him, by the country's leader herself, Aung San Suu Kyi. UN estimates now say around 655,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled the country after a fierce military crackdown on militants in Rakhine. The Reuters journalists, Hwa Lone and Cho So-woo, had been reporting on the crisis. Richardson was the U.S. ambassador to the UN and energy secretary to Bill Clinton. He often acted as a go-between with communist North Korea, and in 1995, he negotiated with then-Iraqi President Saddam Hussein to secure the release of 2 Americans who had strayed over the border from Kuwait. He says his objective is to get Hwa Lone and Cho So-woo out of prison whilst he's there.
That is Rosanna Philpott. A couple has been charged with torture after police rescued their 13 malnourished children. Ryan Brooks has those details.
2 parents charged with counts of torture in a California suburb after 13 emaciated siblings aged 2 to 29 were found, some of them shackled and chained to beds. The children of David Allen and Louise Anna Turpin were found on Sunday after one child, a 17-year-old girl, escaped and contacted county police using a cell phone she'd found in the house. Neighbors on Monday described the family as shut-ins who shunned social contact, and that on the rare occasion that the children emerged, they looked afraid. Police did not detail a motive for holding the children hostage. The parents, who are being held on $9 million bail each, are due in court on Thursday.
Reporter Ryan Brooks. 2017 was the 12th consecutive year of decline in global freedom, according to Freedom House's annual Freedom in the World report. While experts say China, Russia, and North Korea, among other countries, put global stability at increased risk, there are signs of progress and global development across other regions, including Latin America and Africa. Pope Francis is begging for forgiveness of Chileans for the irreparable damage done to children who have been sexually abused by priests. Francis opened his visit to Chile on Tuesday by referring directly to the abuse scandal in a speech to President Michelle Bachelet, lawmakers, justices, and other Chilean authorities. The scandal has eroded the credibility of the Catholic Church in Chile and cast a shadow over his visit, the first by a pope in 3 decades. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.